This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. There's a ribbon cutting in Watsonville for new affordable housing units this morning. KAZU's Ngozi Cole has more.
There'll be a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Friday morning for 80 apartment homes that will include 39 units for farm workers. The three-story complex has parking, a community room, laundry, and a playground. Elaine Johnson is the executive director of Housing Santa Cruz County. She says this development will help address the housing crisis in the region.
Santa Cruz is the most expensive place to live, so if we continue to build here and build it at the rate where the people can be able to afford it, then we won't, one, people won't have to move away from here, but we also will have homes for people who want to continue to live and work and serve here.
The project was completed by Mid-Penn Housing, an affordable housing nonprofit. Ngozi Cole, KAZU News.
Foster programs are looking at big funding cuts in Governor Gavin Newsom's current budget. Susanna Niffen is with the nonprofit Children Now.
We don't think that it was appropriate to target such a vulnerable population. This is one of the only populations the state is directly and legally responsible for meeting their needs.
She says she and other advocates are asking the legislature to stand up for the programs through its own budget like it did last year. A free trauma-informed helpline and response service for foster youth and families could lose $13 million. KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen.